You are listening to WSCA 106.1 FM. We stream live online at our website, which is WSCAFM.org. My name is Mark, host of Black Name Meditations, 4 hours of Black Death, Speed Thrash, Gothic Doom, Shred Power, Prog Folk, and Traditional Metal, every Tuesday evening at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And all of you know that WSCA are big supporters of the German band Gravedigger. Last year's The Ballad of Mary EP was one of the most played albums on 106.1, and we've been spinning the new EP, Home at Last, as well as the new full-length Clash of the Gods. That one's coming on just a few weeks here in the United States. Both of those LPs are issued by Napalm Records. And I've got the mastermind of the legendary Gravedigger, Chris Boltendahl, on the phone live. Hey, Chris, I'm wondering, how do you feel when someone refers to you or Gravedigger as legendary? How does that make you feel?
Oh, it makes me very proud because we are now in the business for 32 years. And we have a lot of full of energy and power and motivation to carry on another 10 years. Yeah, and it makes me feel very good to be in the metal scene after so many years.
Yeah, and you know, some people say they don't like the legendary tag because it makes them feel old. But honestly, I mean, there can be no negative about being referred to as such. But I mean, it just shows that you have the tenacity and the drive and the will to stick around for so long. So definitely, hats off to you for that. You've kept Gravedigger going for you're in your fourth decade now. And you're still doing what you're doing, and us fans, we love every album that you put out. We're certainly proud of the fact you've stuck to your guns over the years. Now, you are in Germany right now, correct?
Yeah, I'm living in Cologne, and I'm calling you from Germany now, yes.
And, I guess it would be too much to ask if you were calling from here in the States, because Gravedigger never tours the United States. And obviously, I know it's very expensive for bands to tour the States. But you've been with Napalm Records for a few years now. Have they at all worked with you on the band coming over to the States, either for a small tour or even a full tour?
We got different offers from different promoters, but at the end, it's for us, it's really too expensive, as you mentioned before. And we have to do long tours and many tours there to get all the country and play every city We don't have the money at the end, and I think that Napalm don't want to spend so much money in a band like Gravedigger to tour every 1.5 years in the States and to have 300 people when we are 60 years old.
Right. Well, you did do the. You've done one-offs across the world. What is the possibility of a one-off show if you were to get a good offer for a festival here in the States?
Yeah, if you can, if it makes sense to come over and everything is got paid, and so we come for sure. But it makes much sense. Pay to play is not our case, you know.
Right, right. And having said all that, I'm still having my fingers crossed. I think at some point we got to get you over here in the States, even if it's just one show. It's got to happen. It just has to happen. So tell Napalm Records they have to make it so. Gravedigger has released so many albums and EPs. You've got a couple hundred songs released. I'm wondering how you decide on a set list for tours, because you're obviously going to play the new songs for the record you're supporting. You've got the classics that fans want to hear and expect. But what are the criteria for choosing a Gravedigger set list? Because your concerts are 2 hours long, so how do you fill in the set list?
I think normally we have three blocks where we decide what we play. The first one is the new material. The second is songs we never played so often in our career, some special songs, and the third songs are the classic stuff.
Have you decided which songs from the new album Clash of the Gods will make it into the set?
That comes through the rehearsals. We do a lot of rehearsals for the new album. And then you feel what's going on live, and you feel the power from each song when you play it live together. And we choose the songs where we think also that the choruses work very well live together with the audience.
Well, here's my vote for God of Terror from the new record. So I'd like to hear that one live, if I get to see you guys live. But anyway, I'd like you to play God of Terror live for sure. Have you experienced an occasion where you try out a new or even an older song that you're really excited about and then the crowd just doesn't react to it? I mean, have you had songs not go over well live?
I think to play very old songs, from the first three albums, it's more difficult because a lot of people know Heavy Metal Breakdown,
right, right,
or Headbanging Man from other records we did in the past, not from the original one. And the problem is that the first three records are now with Universal UK, and nobody feels responsible for these licenses which are they have in the cellar. And that is really difficult for us, and that is the reason why we not play so many songs from the first three records, except the Heavy Metal Breakdown song.
And obviously Heavy Metal Breakdown is a classic song. It's your typical concert closer. Do you think there can be a Gravedigger concert without you playing Heavy Metal Breakdown? I mean, do you remember the last concert you ever played without doing that song?
No, I don't remember that we missed this song one time. But let's see in the future. We have a lot of good songs also, and it must fit to the concept at the end. And if Heavy Metal Breakdown fit not to the concept for a live show, then we would not play it.
Oh, interesting. So you're saying there is room for not doing heavy metal, you know, the obvious song that people would expect you to do. Oh, that's interesting. You know, fans know what to expect from a Gravedigger album. Even if the vibe and pace may differ from album to album, you know, it's still going to sound like a Gravedigger album. We know what we're going to get. You know, the album cover is going to have the gold logo at the top. I'm just wondering if you feel at this point in your career that you can stray from that formula if you wanted to and, you know, push the boundaries farther than you have before in the past. Or do you feel you have to stay within those boundaries of what the fans have come to expect from Gravedigger?
I think that people normally know that Gravedigger is a classic heavy metal band with power metal, true metal from Germany, with all this attitude we have here as a German band. But from time to time, we look over the boundaries, and on this new record, we feature a couple of tributes to our own heroes like Gary Moore, Led Zeppelin, or Deep Purple, or Rainbow. And that is our tribute to our own heroes. And from time to time, we put this tribute to our own music, not to lose our own identity, but to give the boundaries a little more view, you know.
Yeah, wearing your influences on your sleeve, right. And most bands do that, of course. You obviously take a lot of inspiration from legends and history for your songwriting. Is there any mythology or a part of history that you've not yet explored for Gravedigger that you would like to in the future?
Oh, at the end, I think that all my history, if it was good or bad, or made me sort of person which I am today, and made the band to brought the band to this position on now where we are staying. And I think I want to miss. I don't want to miss any time of my life with Gravedigger, because all this made me a lot of more experienced. And, I like.
Well, can you sit in a movie theater or maybe read the newspaper or magazine and be influenced by what you see or read to bring up a new concept for Gravedigger?
Pardon? Sorry?
Would you be able to sit in a movie theater and watch a film, whether in a theater or at home, maybe read an article about something that's occurred through in history or in the world, something that's not typical Gravedigger material, but could inspire you to try out something new for Gravedigger? Is that possible for you?
No, I love Gravedigger. My life is Gravedigger. I did one special rock and roll project a couple of years ago called The Fire Dogs with some friends here from my hometown, and that was the only really special thing I did beside Gravedigger. But as far as I do something like that, I noticed that Gravedigger is really my life, and Gravedigger is my music, and I want to carry on as long as my health will allow me to do that.
That's the spirit. That's what we want to hear. But can you take on a subject matter for Gravedigger that is not typical of the band, something that might be doing with, like, say, something current in the news or something that's really atypical of the band? Is that something you would explore for your songwriting for Gravedigger, or do you want to stick to those classic concepts that you're known for?
And I think that we will carry on with the classic concept, because that's kind of concept and music fits very well to Gravedigger and the name Gravedigger, to the history of Gravedigger. But let's see what the future will bring. We are open-minded. We are not, we say that we have to carry on one song for our life, you know, for our lifetime. And let's see what the future will bring. We open the boundaries a bit with the Clash, Clash of the Gods. And this album got a lot of good critics around the world. And I think that people accept the small step behind the boundaries. So let's go step by step to open the boundaries a bit more, to make the music of Gravedigger a little bit more interesting, but to stay in the boundaries, but to open the music a little bit for other people also that didn't listen to Gravedigger before. But at the end, it will be 120% Gravedigger, with open boundaries or not.
Well, on that note, since you mentioned people who've never listened to Gravedigger before, I'm going to put you on the spot here with this. If you, let's say there's a person who's a metalhead but has never heard Gravedigger. Shockingly, there are actually some of those out there. Let's say they've never heard Gravedigger before, and you were tasked with giving them one Gravedigger album to listen to introduce them to your band. What album would that be? And you can't say the new album. You can't say Clash of the Gods. What album would you give them to say, this is what you need to learn about Gravedigger? Which album?
I would give them the Tunes of War.
You know, I'm not surprised you would say that, honestly. I kind of expected you to say Tunes of War. Now, why would you choose that one?
I think this one has all the good trademarks of the band, and it's rough, it's epic, it's a lot of melodic, it's fast parts, it's ballads. It's a very variable album, and I think that's cool.
Yeah,
that is very typical for Gravedigger.
Yeah, I think it definitely is considered a classic Gravedigger album, no doubt about that. Now, on that note, having said that, my favorite Gravedigger album ever is Excalibur. I love that record.
That's also a good choice. I think Tunes of War and Excalibur are not so far away from each other.
No, I would agree that they're obviously have a lot in common. I think if you like one, you'll definitely like the other. I also really dig, and probably my second favorite album is The Last Supper. I really dig that one. Fantastic record. We played that a lot here on 106.1. And I'm pretty sure we're going to play Clash of the Gods a lot, too. I mean, we've supported the band for many years now. Ever since we've been broadcasting, we've been big supporters of Gravedigger here on 106.1. And Clash of the Gods, I got to tell you, you've managed to score again. You've not disappointed again. And I mentioned earlier about maybe touring the States, but obviously you've got some touring worked out in support of Clash of the Gods elsewhere. So speaking of the future, what does this upcoming year, the next year or so, hold for you personally and the band? What have you got going on scheduled for the next year?
Well, the schedule is in the moment promo, and we have a live show on at the next weekend in Crete in Greece. And then we have a break, doing all more promotion. We have the album releases, and then we start again in the end of November in the Hard Rock Hell in the UK, a big festival. And in December we have rehearsals for the next tour. In January, the next tour for Clash of the Gods starts here in Germany, and will carry on us through the world in 2013 and 2014.
Awesome. But what about you personally, Chris? Because I do want to ask about you. You know, you get asked about the band, about heavy metal, about other bands, but I want to ask about you personally. I mean, what's a day like for you that has nothing to do with Gravedigger, nothing to do with music? You know, what's a day like for you? What do you do? What are your hobbies? Who is Chris Boltendahl?
Chris Boltendahl is a creative guy. That's all. I do a lot of paintings beside music. I do sculptures from wood. I do a lot of photographs, and you can visit my website, www.chrisbolton.de. You can find a lot of paintings and a lot of photos.
Yeah,
we'll have an exhibition in October, okay. Which I prepare after the promo stuff from the beginning of September on. Yeah, and I'm a lucky guy. I live from music, and I can live my creative soul.
So are these hobbies of yours, are they hobbies that you get paid for? I mean, do you sell your work, your sculptures and your paintings?
Yeah, I'm also selling.
Okay. And so aside from the sculpting, the painting, aside from art, What's a typical night like for Chris Boltendahl? Are you the kind of guy who goes out to the pub every once in a while or all the time? You know, are you?
I know what you mean. I start drinking. I go, wait, I start drinking in the morning, and I have some chicks around me the whole day.
You're a typical rock star. Yeah. Well, I'm just wondering, you know, like, because again, people, you know, fans know so much about you as pertaining to Gravedigger, so I'm trying to get a sense of, you know, you aside from all of that. You know, some of us do know about your paintings, your art, but, you know, if we were to see you, like, say, at the market, you know, buying food, you know, what kind of guy are you? You know, are you?
I think, yeah, I know what you mean. Chris Boltendahl is a really boring guy beside music. He loves his family. I have a young boy and a really cool wife. And beside music, I'm doing what every second American is doing. I'm playing golf.
You on the golf course. Yeah, I'd like to see that one.
Yeah, I'm playing golf since 12 years now.
Now, before I let you go, Chris, I do want to mention that, again, the new full-length album, Clash of the Gods, is coming out here in the United States soon on Napalm Records. We've got the Home at Last EP, which is brand-new release as well, also by Napalm Records. So, Chris, tell us about your various websites where fans can connect with you personally.
Oh, we have a lot of we're doing a lot of stuff on Facebook. It's there's sort of an official Gravedigger fan site. My personal site, Chris Boltendahl. And we have the Gravedigger clan site, the official Gravedigger website, not a Facebook site. Yeah, and I have my painting. It's chrisboltendahl.de. There are a lot of parts in the media. You can reach us and get news. And the Facebook is a direct way to all the people outside, and that is the most actual thing in the moment, I think. Yeah, and I hope that people will love Clash of the Gods, also Home at Last in the States, and I hope that we can come one day back and play for all the people there and enjoy Clash of the Gods.
Absolutely, and please put God of Terror on the set list. And hey, while you're at it, no matter where you're playing, do the entire Excalibur album top to bottom, and, you know, maybe throw in, say, The Last Supper all the way. I mean, hey, you do 2 hours. Why not? You've got plenty of time. It's that easy. Hey, Chris, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it. Again, best of luck, best wishes with the new record. And, again, we hope for that much-needed U.S. tour. But take care, Chris, and best wishes, all right?
Mark, thank you. Have a nice day. Yeah,
all right,
bye-bye.
Take care. We'll keep supporting you.
Bye-bye.